Joining me right now, Saskatchewan Rough Rider Dan Clark. Dan, appreciate you coming in.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's nice to have you in. I saw you were at the Pats game on Saturday.
That was pretty exciting for a hometown boy to be able to drop the puck at the Pats game. Very excited.
Absolutely. And let's talk a little bit. We're going to talk about the Red Cross and your ties with them and bullying, anti-bullying Pink Day that's coming up. But Rider fans want to know how things are going this offseason. What's the offseason been like?
Offseason's been great. Besides a couple unwanted, trades or releases. But the fact is that we're ready to roll. The guys on the team are excited. Can't wait to keep going. Training's going great. Being out in the community is always the best part, especially being from a hometown boy.
Absolutely. And you have talk about your partnership with the Red Cross. You go around, you go to schools, you give presentations, stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I've joined the Respect Ed department through the Red Cross last year. Been out to many schools. Myself, Scott McHenry, and Neil Hughes, we hit 21,000 students last year. Wow. Between the three of us. It's something that's really, really means a lot to myself just to be able to give back. Seeing the students' faces when we come in there, not only as professional athletes, but at the end of it, seeing as that we're regular people that just, have dealt with some of the things that they've dealt with, and just being able to give back to the community is one thing.
What's your message to the students when you go to the schools?
We have many messages. My biggest one is always be able to find somebody and get help. That's the biggest thing, is you don't care if that person doesn't listen, go to the next person. Always find somebody that's willing to listen to you. And if you're a bystander, find the help for someone too.
Yeah. Do you have any, personal stories or anything personal that you get into, or it's more just...
It's a lot of it I do for the students, but I was really badly bullied in elementary school. It's one of those things that until I got to high school, I didn't get my power. And by power, I mean the ability to, stand up for myself in a positive way. Everybody has a power either to help or hurt. That's one thing we talk about. Pink Day is celebrating of everything in Saskatchewan is doing to combat bullying. And every shirt sold helps us reach out and impact someone's life through the Imagine No Bullying campaign. In the next 4 years, we're going to be able to impact every student in Saskatchewan with the Red Cross Respect Education Program of Imagine No Bullying. So that's one thing that we're really excited about is being able to get out to every community, being able to spread our message, and being able to impact a kid's life.
Do you know what your schedule is going to be like on February 24th? Are you going to be hitting school that day?
February 24th, I believe I'm going to be at the rally in Regina here at the U of R. It's getting every... as many students as we can in the gym, spreading our message, enjoying the day together as a group is kind of the way I look at it. Having a couple special guests there to speak. It's just one of those things that once we get our the Red Cross going, we want to keep this thing rolling.
It must feel pretty cool for you as a guy who grew up in Regina to go to these schools and be that role model for these kids and, just see some of the feedback. And
yeah, as for myself, I always look at it, would little Dan be proud of big Dan? And that's one thing that I always try to go into a school and be able to spread a positive message, is thinking if I looked out on the crowd and I seen myself, would I be able to impact myself? So
awesome. Well, you got a little bit more of that work with the Red Cross coming up throughout the offseason. I'm sure you're looking forward to getting back on the football field as well.
Yeah, that football field is always home, so very excited to get out there, and I can't wait to do it.
Awesome. Dan Clark of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, appreciate you coming in. Anything else you want to mention about your work with the Red Cross? Or
deadline to buy shirts is February 12th. You can find out more information at redcross.ca/pinksk, and I just thank you for having me.
Awesome, and I know we've got a link to that on our website, 620ckrm.com. So appreciate you coming in, and keep doing the good work you're doing.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.